This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Or by the Home Security Hotline, 800-361-3491, 800-361-3491, 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Get this. 40 years come September 2024. I've been knocking out bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the answer. But guess what? I'm not the guy buying the pay-per-views. Or guess what? Did you buy the pay-per-view? Of course, the Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia pay-per-view last week. I've heard estimates that he did 1 million homes. They did 100,000 homes. Of course, Haney holds the pay-per-view record for 50,000 homes. Of course, that was when his title-winning effort over Regis Progress, that was back in December 2023. Of course, 50,000 homes out of 370 million people in the United States. Yeah, that shows you Devin Haney is definitely a star. Anyway, Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, we'll go through that in depth today. Of course, we'll bring in Tommy D. Sir Thomas Dillamuth comes to us from the Bronx. We'll talk about that and more. Of course, open phone lines all around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last night, Jose Ramirez was successful in, big deal. I mean, he fought on TV. It was supposed to be like a fight that you were supposed to want to watch. I didn't want to watch that. And of course, and Virgil Ortiz, well, he blasted out Thomas Duarlame in the first round with a body shot. It was sort of very predictable. Put it this way, Not a whole lot of intriguing fights on TV last night. If you were a boxing fan, you got stuck around, it was because you were a diehard. If you were like me, you checked the results at the end of the show. Straight up, that's how boring that Jose Ramirez fight was. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D after the break.
Staples has big savings on everything for school or the office. Save on school essentials like notebooks, pens, and crayons. In stock and backed by Staples Price Match Guarantee. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. And now save even more with $10 off document printing when you spend $40 or more. Get everything for the office and classroom for less at Staples. Ends 9/30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details. Price Match Guarantee in store only. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
Okay, let's get it official. Last night, undefeated, Virgil Ortiz now 21-0, 21 knockouts, a first-round knockout over Thomas Dualame. Dualame was supposed to lose. He's 26-7, 26 wins, 7 losses, a draw, and 17 KOs. Body shot 2 minutes and 39 seconds into the opening round. He went down. He wasn't getting up. A co-feature, super lightweight clash. Oscar Duarte, 28-2-1, hammered on future former world champion Jojo Diaz. Man, Jojo Diaz still fighting, 33-6 now, 15 KOs for 9 rounds. How many fights he lost in a row? He's lost like 5 or 6 in a row, 5 of his last 6. Anyway, time for him to just walk away. And another fight on the card looks like female flyweight Gabriela Lachuki Alizan, 15-1 now, 6 KOs, claimed the WBC, WBA, and WBO titles by split decision in a rematch with former world champion Marlon Esparza, 14-2, 1 KO, who lost her belts on the scale Friday. Allen has pressed the action and won on scores. Get this, Tommy D, 97-93, 96-94, and then one judge added the other way, 98-92. What kind of crap is that?
We've seen some bad scoring lately in the last few weeks in boxing.
Bad scoring and bad refereeing.
Bad refereeing. I'd say one of the worst was last Saturday in the undercard, the co-main event, Barboza fought the Irish guy,
hey,
McComb. And can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Oh, you hear me?
So I hear you fine.
Okay, I thought you said so. Barboza, you know, fought Sean McCone in the co-main event in the 10-rounder, and I didn't think that fight was close. I thought McCone won at least seven rounds to three, and he lost a split decision. One judge had it 8-2 for McCone. Then the other guy had it 7-3 for Barboza, and then another guy 6-4. For Barboza, and that was a joke.
I wouldn't even brought up this female flyweight bout, 112 pounds. I wouldn't even brought it up, but come on. How could it be 8-2 on one score and 7-3 the other way? I mean, yeah, that's like 15 rounds. That's a lot of rounds difference.
That's the two different judges watching two different fights, right? I mean...
Okay, question for you. Remember when Nick Ball romped all over Ray Vargas for the WBC 130-pound title like about a month and a half ago? Remember that?
Yes, and that was another bad scoring.
116-110. The one judge had Nick Ball winning 116-110. Another judge had Vargas winning 114-112, and the third judge had it 113-113. The WBC is not mandating a rematch for Nick Ball. In fact, they just moved on from that. What kind of crap is that?
That's messed up. Now this guy, who knows if he's going to be the same? you know, if he'll get another title shot. You know, he's never been world champion.
No, he's gonna do something. Nick Ball's got a gig in June the 1st thing on that Saudi Arabian card, making some money. So more power to him. But what I'm trying to say is he was denied the opportunity, and like it's like, well, okay, let's move on. You don't move on, man. Not with a decision that bad.
No, it hurts you. It hurts you. You work so hard to get to this point. You know, you put the work in, and then you get to that fight, and you do well, and you dominate.
You know, Jeff Fennec was undefeated. He won titles at 118, 122, and I think he was fighting at 126, maybe 130 pounds with Azuma Nelson for the WBC title. I think it was 130. Anyway, he beat Nelson pretty good over 12 rounds. So this is when the WBC went to 12 rounds. I think it was back in 1989. But he went to 12 rounds, and he beat him handily, and they called it a draw afterwards. And Jeff Fennec was never the same psychologically or physically. He was never the same after that. Never, ever the same. Azuma went down to Australia, beat him like a girl. I mean, Calvin Grove knocked him out, the lightest puncher in the history of the featherweight division, things like that. In other words, you get that opportunity, and it's there, and somebody takes it away from you. It's like playing blackjack in Las Vegas. You got a blackjack. You got $50,000, $50,000 on the table, Tommy D. $50,000 on the table. You got a king in the ace. You're saying to yourself, man, there's no way I can lose. And some dude with a 16 beat you? That's what it's like to get robbed in boxing.
It hurts. It's a bad beat, you know, so.
Okay, so since we're talking about officials in boxing, let's go into this one here.
All right, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want Haney to win. I mean, I want a clean fight. Y'all touch gloves. Let's go.
Ryan, I know you can't fight, boy. I saw all that crazy stuff you was posting on Instagram. Ow! Bro, hey, bro, help.
Yep.
Got your back.
Save me.
Hey, Ryan, get off my guy. I ain't going out like this.
Oh, whoa. Okay, let's go. Headshot challenge. Go to sleep. Yeah, how you like that?
Back up before I disqualify your ass.
Whoa, hey, bro.
Man, some bullshit.
Oh. Hey, get up now. Five.
Hey, man, you ain't count right.
Seven.
Hey, it's been 10 seconds.
Eight. Yeah, you wait. All right, man, get your composure, okay? I'm going to give you 2 seconds. Rub it. All right. Man, back up before I swing on you.
Ref, come on.
All right, get him, Haney. Right back, Haney.
Hey, man, get off me. No diddy.
Throw the damn towel. Yeah.
It's time. I should swing on you, beating on my dude like that. Get your ass in your corner.
That was referee Harvey Bolt.
that you know, Pedro, you have the audacity to play that. That's so messed up. In San Francisco, by the way, you know, which is Devin Haney's hometown.
Time out. I didn't say nothing about P. Diddy and Devin Haney. I didn't say a word about that. What are you trying to imply here?
I'm not trying to imply anything.
You know, Devin Haney is a little timid ass, went to one of P. Diddy's parties, and, you know, when you go to P. Diddy's parties, you got that Cat Williams tape ready? Roll that Cat Williams tape.
Oh, man. This is.
Roll that Cat Williams tape.
I've had to turn down $50 million four times. Four times. Just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right. Because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you got to tell him no. You got to tell him no. I did. See, I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you.
Okay, what do you think? Cat Williams, P. Diddy? Cat said he wasn't staying around for the party. Most straight guys that I know didn't stick around for the party. If you stuck around for the party, you were either bi or you were gay. So I'm not trying to imply that Devin Haney was gay. You were trying to imply that.
Well, let me ask you something. Didn't you have a you met P. Diddy at a cruise or something?
Oh, no,
How long did you stay at that cruise? How long did you stay there? Yeah,
No, I met P. Diddy.
With the Stones.
It wasn't a cruise, and I met him with the Rolling Stones in London at the Princess Seema Met fight. But that was a good one. Here's what I couldn't figure out, and here's what, you know, this is what blew my mind about it. And then he goes, Blood, you don't know who I am? And I said to myself, just another jive, Blood. I mean, that's what I said to myself, right? And walked away. I didn't say nothing. So then I see Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones kissing his ass, and hey, what's going on here? And then somebody told me, hey, man, that's Puff Daddy. I said, well, Puff Daddy? Oh, you know, the guy with the rap guy. I said, oh, really? He goes, yeah. And he had a guy dressed just like him in the same clothes but a different size. I mean, like, one guy was like a 34, and the other guy, and P. Diddy, was like a 42 or so, or 44, right? So that would be like you and me dressing the same and going to a fight together. You know that wouldn't happen, bro. You know that wouldn't happen.
All I'm saying.
Okay, so what about him? All right. So what about him and Devin Haney being poolside and nothing but trunks?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
And Devin Haney said this is what Devin Haney did. They asked Devin about it. He got caught off guard. And going, he said he did some hoes there. That's what he said. That's what he said. So obviously he admits to being to some type of physical encounter. He's just not maybe copping to the sex of the person involved.
You're terrible.
No, I'm not terrible. Listen. Let me tell you like this. I live in San Francisco. I was born in San Francisco, okay? When the gays started moving here in the 60s, that's how old I am that I remember the gays moving into the 60s and the Castros, okay? But when I see two gay guys going down the street, grabbing each other's ass, you know what I say to myself, Tommy D? Two more chicks for me. I mean, come on, man. And that's the way you got to look at this gay thing. Two more chicks for me. I'm a player. Okay?
I have no comment.
No comment on that one? Okay. No. Now, all right. Now, for the main part, now let's get off Devin Haney's sexuality. But do you think he's gay?
No, I don't think he's gay. And you know, that's none of my business. I'm here to talk about the fight. I'm here to talk about boxing.
Okay, but I know, but here's what's up. But I like putting you on the spot and like making you squirm and making you turn colors and all that kind of good stuff. Because this is fun.
You met the guy. I've never met.
It's funny. Listen,
you hung out with him with the Rolling Stones.
No, but so I got to tell you this: if people are watching this, they got to be rolling with your facial expressions because I am. I'm just. I mean, I got tears in my eyes, bro, and I'm not crying. Bailey in the other room's cracking his ass up. I mean, just... anyway, Ryan Garcia's been somewhat quiet this week. In other words, he hasn't bet $10 million on him. Man, $20 million. He's going to donate the winnings of that bet to the Palestinians. Is that what he's saying?
He says so many things. I don't know what to believe out of Ryan Garcia. You know.
Ryan Garcia fan. You're a Devin Haney guy.
I'm not a fan of the antics. I mean, the social media, the trolling. I mean, that's fine. That's all part of it now.
He won the fight. That's all that matters, Tommy D.
He won the fight, but he was unprofessional going into the fight. He didn't make weight. He came and he did whatever he wanted to do. He's never been a world champion. I mean, is this what boxing is now?
You know what? Catch weights. You know, I got some heat on that the other day about Jake Paul and this, and I think Jake Paul's good for boxing. People say to me, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Before we go to a break, Tommy D, do you think that's going to be a WWE type of event, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul?
It feels like it may be. I think, you know, they added Serrano and Katie Taylor to the event, which is great. That should probably be the main event. But it feels like it's going to be some type of exhibition, a joke, you know, stuff going on.
Serrano and Taylor. Didn't Serrano get screwed horribly in the first fight?
Absolutely. I thought Serrano won clearly, and they gave the fight to Katie Taylor.
Like nine rounds. So, it was a route going away. Anyway, we'll be back after the break. This is Ring Talk on Sports Byline.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight, Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there.
Remember that fight, Tommy D? Dawson knocked out Roy Jones.
Glenn Johnson. Was that Glenn Johnson?
Was Glenn Johnson or Claude? It was a couple guys that
the
knocked
Jamaican.
Out. Huh?
Yeah. Well, first it was Tarver, but that wasn't Tarver.
Yeah,
the second one, the fight after that, I think it was the Jamaican. I think it's Glenn Johnson.
Exactly. The guy that always always came in second when it came to the money.
Yeah,
he didn't make big money, man. He fought everybody, didn't make a whole lot of money. Anyway, let's get off the subject of that bad referee last week. That was the listen. I mean, the referee. We made a fun of the referee there. What's his name? Harvey Bolt.
Harvey Doc, I think.
Harvey Doc. All right. We made fun of him and this and that, but that's not fun. I thought that was criminal. I just thought the way he acted was so obvious. In fact, I think Bernard Hopkins said something like he was doing a brother good or something like that, or the brother doing a brother good or something like that. I mean, it was so blatantly obvious. I mean, to me, that something was amiss.
I mean, Antonio Tarver said he had no problem with the ref. I had a problem with the ref. He was slow in that seventh round. But what about Ryan turning his back to Devin, and then he warns Devin for the kidney shots. Is Devin supposed to do?
No, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. If a guy turned his back on me, I probably want to clip him so hard he wouldn't get up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would hit him. So, I mean, I'm not against hitting somebody in the back. If you turn your back on me, hey man, that's on you. Oh man, that was poor sportsmanship. No, poor sportsmanship was him getting in the ring and trying to clown me.
Yeah. That, turning your back on you. You don't turn your back on anybody.
Never. In fact, you turn your back. When Chavez turned his back on Frankie Randall in that first fight, it was over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And, of course, they pulled some stuff in that fight. I mean, poor Frankie Randall. I was thinking about him the other day. He's been gone a few years now. Of course, he died basically retarded in a broke and retarded in like an old folks home back in Virginia or something like that. And of course, he fought Chavez not once but twice and I think maybe three times. But that
both those fights with Chavez, that was very, very suspect. Poor Frankie Randall never really got it. Anyway, Zilzang and Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder was once one of your favorite fighters. Me too, of course, the big punch of the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. Wow, I mean, he knocked out everybody he hit with that right hand just about. Anyway, he's taking on Zilzang on June the 1st. I think it's in Saudi Arabia. But get this, Zhang is favored. -185 and Wilder's +145. That doesn't sound right to me.
It sounds pretty even. I mean, basically because of the styles, I think, and because of the way both fighters looked in their last fight, right? I mean, Zhang didn't look good in his last fight. He looked gassed, and if you're gassed against a guy that has no activity and has only one punch, you know, knockout power, I think Wilder stops him.
Do you know what they call Zhang in China?
No, what?
One ton son.
One ton. Yeah, I never. He came in what, like 292?
292. I mean, what was the guy thinking? Comes in at 292 pounds. What the hell was he thinking, man? What do these guys think? That coming in with extra weight is going to be some type of advantage? It's not. It shows your lack of cardiovascular conditioning.
And he came in showboating. He was showboating like the first 3-4 rounds of that fight. I mean, he knocked Parker down. He was showboating and. You know,
okay, Joseph Parker. Joseph Parker has been the surprise of the heavyweight division this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's what, like 4 or 5 fights in a row. Kudos to him. He's got, you know, a new camp, and you know he keeps on winning. I mean, good for him.
You know, I had him on the show many, many, many years ago when he was like green. Mm-hmm. Then he won the WBO title at one point in time. And here's what's up. I'm gonna lay out a criminal conspiracy on the radio that I took part in. It's over with now, but I'm gonna lay it out. Okay. he was a WBO champion, and I overheard a purse bid at a WBO convention of a certain amount of money. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So I called Don King on the phone, and I said to him, Don, this is the purse bid for the Joseph Parker WBO heavyweight title fight. Well, I hope I don't get in trouble for this. Anyway, it's like $1.8 million or something like that. I said, so if you were to come up with $2.2 million, you could have a share of the heavyweight title again. He said, blows me off on the phone, doesn't get involved in it, of course, and Parker. But that was his shot to get back in.
Yeah, and he ended up losing it to Joshua, right?
Yeah, and then speaking of Don King, he's coming back with Adrian Broner and some guy named Cobbs on June the 7th. I mean,
oh, Blair the Flair Cobbs. He's a flash. He talks a lot, you know. I mean, he's not really that good, in my opinion. But yeah, again, so Adrian Broner, who's probably washed at this point.
Speaking of washed, Jose Ramirez last night, huh? Whoa.
Oh, he looked washed as well. I know he hasn't fought in a while, but, I mean, he looked bad. I thought the ref did a bad job in that, what was it, the third or fourth round? You know, he got there too quick, and he dropped Ramirez. That was a clear drop, and they didn't call it a knockdown. But either way, Rancis looked old, and, you know, he didn't really do anything the rest of the fight.
It happened in Fresno, California. You know what Fresno's famous for? Raisins. I'm kidding. That's the raisin capital of the world. And that's where I got arrested the first time by the California Highway Patrol. I was 12 years old, and they arrested me for riding a mini bike in an orchard on an agricultural ground. I kid you not. The CHP goes through this big old thing and this and that. And I'm saying to myself, I'm only 12 years old. I'm from you're a city boy? I mean, you should have seen this guy give me a bad time. You don't have ID at 12 years old.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't have an idea. 12 years old. Anyway, they impounded the bike. They were like total jerks. And in fact, you know, as a former police officer, I have to say this: in my contacts with the police, with the California Highway Patrol over the years, I've only had 2 positive contacts with them. The rest have been negative. They're just like they're like the Marines.
Wow!
You can't get them to bend. If they pull you over, they're giving you a ticket or you're going to jail. One or the other. No warnings, baby.
At 12 years old, too.
12 years old, yeah. That traumatized me. That made me want to become a cop. And when I saw these cops in the SFPD beating some guy at a demonstration out of Playland, out of the beach, they were beating some guy. They rode their horse up to the dude and started beating on him with a club. They're 2 cops. They saw this guy standing there. He had a picket sign in his hand, and they rolled up on him and started beating him with. And these were when they had billy clubs that weren't made out of wood. They were made out of stone. Okay, wow. And they were beating each other. So those two instances, and another time when a cop named Wohler kicked me in the ass when I was riding a motorcycle, he slapped me around and kicked me in the ass for riding a motorcycle here in the city. And those 3 things made me want to become a policeman.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I wanted to right the wrongs of these assholes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yes. Anyway, back to boxing. Zil Zhang, though, minus 185. I think that Wilder's going to take him.
I think Wilder stops him within like four rounds.
Especially,
if I mean, Wilder, if we get the Wilder, if we get the old Wilder, if we get the Wilder that faced Parker, I don't know, you know, because Parker was not.
I just don't think his conditioning was solid, and he was underprepared, and the time zone checks and difference and all that kind of good stuff, and he never got into a rhythm, and he just didn't seem like he had all that oomph. He didn't have that. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was like
that killer
man.
Instinct.
Lack of killer instinct. Speaking of killer instinct, the heavyweight champion of the world, of course, Tyson Fury, if he doesn't take this fight with Oleg Usyk, and by the way, Oleg Usyk is minus 110, Fury is minus 115. If he doesn't take this fight, Flip Hrgonik is going to step in instead. He's supposed
Herkovic.
To take how do you say that?
Herkovic.
All right, Herkovic is going to step in.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he's Croatian, right?
Is Fury going to make this fight?
I think Fury makes the fight. Was it like 2 weeks away? Is the 18th? I think it is. So like 3 weeks away, right? We got some good fights. The next 3 weeks, we got your guy Canelo. Canelo's next week.
I'm glad you brought that up. He's a 6-1. He's a 6-1 favorite. The co-feature Brandon Figueroa and Jesse Magdaleno. That's a 14-1 favorite. The third co-feature Mario Barros and Fabio Maldonado. That's an 11-1 fight. And the last fight on the card. Stanisos versus Gabriel Mastre. That's an 18-1 fight. So that's a real real competitive fight there for $89.
Yeah. I mean, except that I think, even though I think Canelo wins, I think Munguia will make a good, you know, will provide a good effort.
Because he fights, because he's a face fighter?
Pretty much.
Tommy D! is Munguia
a
face fighter? Is Munguia a face fighter?
Am I going to get in trouble for that?
I don't think so. He fights with his money. Listen, if we haven't got in trouble for what we said already, we're not going to get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I don't see the little, what's the warning that they give you when you say something out of line that we don't believe all in Pedro's words. And
all
stuff
right,
like
I'm
that.
Rolling up on 37 minutes past the hour. Tommy D, you're Friday night on YouTube. What time?
This Friday night, either between 10 Eastern or 11 Eastern.
That's
I'm
going to
have your boy, Socrates Palmer.
That's YouTube, right?
YouTube.
All the best to you, Tommy D. Hug the wife. We'll talk soon.
Take care, Faisal. Thank you.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
All right, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want Haney to win. I want a clean fight. Y'all touch gloves. Let's go.
Ryan, I know you can't fight, boy. I saw all that crazy stuff you was posting on Instagram. Ow! Bruh. Hey, bruh. Help.
Got your back.
Save me.
Hey, Ryan, get off my guy. I ain't going out like this. Oh, whoa. Okay, let's go. Headshot charge. Go to sleep. Yeah, how you like that? Back up before I disqualify your ass.
Whoa, hey, ref.
Man, some bullshit. Oh. Hey, get up now. Five.
Hey, man, you ain't count right.
Seven.
Hey, it's been 10 seconds.
Eight. Yeah, you wait. All right, man, get your composure, okay? I'm gonna give you 2 seconds. Rub it. All right. Man, back up before I swing on you.
Ref, come on.
All right, get him, Haney. Right back, Haney. Hey, man, get off me. No diddy.
Throw the damn towel.
Yeah. It's time. I should swing on you, beating on my dude like that. Get your ass in your corner.
That was the referee, of course, for the Haney Ryan Garcia fight last week. Lots of debate over the pay-per-view numbers. Of course, Bob Arum coming out earlier in the week saying it didn't do very well. And then I heard one report where it did like 100,000 homes. Saying to myself, scratching my head, 100,000 homes. Then another report said it did 220,000 homes. Then one report, Frank says to me on the Twitch TV, says it came in, one came in at 900,000 homes. Another one came in at 200,000 homes. So I guess we're all around the board on that one. Speaking of all around the board, I have a picture of myself and Alexis Arguello's family, some family pictures I took when I was down there in August of 1999. And, you know, I mean, they're valuable to me because it was a memorable moment, this and that, but I didn't realize how much value would have to the family. And I put this one picture up on Facebook, and all of a sudden the Arguellos came out of the woodwork from like two different countries, from both Peru and Nicaragua, a couple of the daughters, a couple of the kids that were in the pictures. They both came out of the woodwork on that one, so I'm going to reach out to them and send them some of the pictures that I do have of their father. Of course, 77 and 8, his birthday was last week. I think he would have been 71 years old. 77 and 8, 62 KOs. Of course, he was stopped 4 times. That was later in his career, but the greatest fighter ever to come out of Nicaragua, no doubt about that. I mean, his losing that last fight against Scott, the Pink Cat Walker, I think was his name, 17-3-1 down, was down at Arizona. Charlie's in Vegas. I watched that, and I almost wanted to cry because, you know, I was watching a legend just go through the motions here. He had nothing left. He was like a guy imitating Alexis Arguello, just was. But his last big win, I was there at the Reno, the Lawler Event Center in Reno, Nevada. Of course, that was a place where I said, men are men, and so are most of the women. Talking about Reno, Nevada got me in all kinds of trouble with the Reno Visitors and Tourist Authority up there. But the bottom line is, in 1986, Arguello was going to fight Billy Costello. And Billy Costello had Victor Valley and Kevin Rooney in his corner, and there's people like that. But the bottom line is, but Costello wanted to see Alexis Arguello's hands wrapped. So Alexis wraps his own hands. He does it real meticulously, and he wraps them before the fight. It takes him about an hour to wrap his hands, okay? So he does it himself. So they came in, saw that Arguello's hands were already wrapped. They said, no, we want to see him wrapped. And they said, what do you mean? Unwrap his hands. So they cut the wraps off Arguello's hands, and they made him rewrap his hands. So that's why Arguello knocked him out so brutally in the fourth round. I mean, it was one punch. Alexis told me he was looking for the one-punch knockout. It's just the way it was. It was a TKO in four, but the bottom line was one punch ended that fight, of course. But the great Alexis Arguello is known for the two fights with Aaron Pryor. Of course, the first fight with Aaron Pryor, of course, talking about November 12th, 1982. In fact, you know, when I first met him in September of 1982, having come in second in the Golden Gloves that year, that second stuff didn't work. They took away two, I'll be honest with you, they took away 2 points in a 3-round fight. They took away 2 points from me, and I still lost a coin flip at the end, a split decision. 3-2 split, they didn't know which way to go. They went to the other guy. Bottom line is, I was upset about that. But I had brutalized the guy the night before and scored a record knockout in 12 12 seconds. So they were a little upset about me because he was a tournament favorite and I knocked him into another world. So the bottom line is, when I fought for that championship the first time, the 2 points were taken away from me from Marty Salmon, the referee. He is the late referee out of Santa Clara, California, and Santa Clara University as well. And he told me in 1992, like many years later, in Malaga, Spain, that the tournament director told him that they didn't want me to win. So it was a bit of a fix in amateur boxing. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, Aaron Pryor, Alexis Arguello, we're going to hook it up, of course, November 12th, 1982, for the 140-pound championship. Arguello moved up from 126, where he was undefeated as a champion. 130, he was undefeated as a champion. And 135, he had a brief stop at 135, took on Jim Watt, maybe a couple other guys, moved up to 140 for the big fight with Aaron Pryor. I mean, this was a fight of the year, no doubt about it. They did a press tour. Both these guys came to town, Arguello at one point in time, and I think Pryor came in another tour. But the bottom line is, these guys were touring all over the country before the fight, did press tours before the internet, and everybody got to meet Aaron Pryor and Alexis Arguello. But when I went to Alexis that first time I met him, I think I said September 1982 here in San Francisco, I said to him, you know, I came in second in the Golden Gloves. I said, this isn't cool. He goes, what do you mean? Because I just, you know, you seconds, that's pretty good. But no, that's not good enough. Not good enough. I said, so I got myself a good physical condition, but how do you know if you get yourself a good mental condition? How do you get yourself in the best mental condition? I asked Alexis Arguello, and he put his hand on my shoulder. He said to me, son, if you get yourself in the best physical condition you can, the mental condition will fall in line. Get yourself in the best condition you can physically, you'll be there mentally, no doubt about that. And he was right, and I ran off three Golden Glove titles in a row. Of course, then lost, got hurt. In 1985, fell through a roof when I was with the SFPD. Fell 40 feet through a roof, impeccable one. And so I get up, and when I was on the floor, those guys said, he's dead. They looked through a hole in the roof. I fell through a roof. They were looking through a hole in the roof. They said, he's dead. I said, I ain't effing dead. You're crazy. So I got up with a couple broken bones. But the bottom line is, you know, I realized it right then and there that life is so precious and so short. That's why I left the police department a few years later. I mean, I wasn't forced out. I didn't have to leave anything like that. I probably could have stuck around another year, a year and a half, and got a pension. But the bottom line is, I wanted to explore the world. I wanted to go on the road. And of course, HBO took me on the world. I went to 34 countries with HBO and without HBO, but 34 countries around the world. Those are priceless experiences, memories that you just can't duplicate. I'll never forget the time we were in Aruba for a medical conference with the great Jose Suleiman, the president of the World Boxing Council. And, you know, I mean, he was such a good guy. Let me tell you, you know, he gets a bad rap a lot because, you know, he did some things that some people think were uncool and unsavory and that kind of good stuff. But I always thought they had boxing's best intentions at heart. But the bottom line is, we were there, I guess it was about 1999, somewhere in 1988, somewhere in that, 1998. We're in Aruba for a medical conference, and these people, we find out that they're making $1.90 an hour. $1.90 an hour. Get this. How the hell can you live making $1.90 an hour? And get this, in Aruba, they're charging Hawaii prices. You know where I'm coming from? For drinks are like 10, 12 bucks. Back then, and now they're 18 bucks, I guess. But anyway, back then, but everything was expensive, like Hawaii expensive. But yet they were only getting $1.90 an hour, right? So Suleiman felt bad for the ladies. He gave every waitress in the restaurant there that we worked with, he gave them 100 bucks. And that was like more than they made in a week, okay? And people were in tears. They were crying the whole 9 yards. I thought I was like blown away by it. But that was the way that he rolled. May he rest in peace. We'll talk about the great Jose Suleiman. Anyway, back to Pryor and Arguello. Of course, this fight, I found out now, let me tell you about this. This fight was, of course, ended very suspiciously in the 14th round, of course, when Alexis Arguello got knocked out after almost putting Aaron Pryor into another zip code in the 13th round. I mean, that was punch at the end of the round. It was incredibly tough, and somehow Pryor was able to take it. Anyway, in the third round, I saw some tape in the past couple of weeks where Panama Lou is slipping Aaron Pryor a white disc. It sort of looks like an Oreo cookie, like shape type of thing, or a square thing, but he's slipping on this white disc. This is after the third round. Then, of course, he gives him the magic bottle, which had crushed up asthma pills in it, and either crushed up asthma pills and water, crushed up asthma pills. Get this, the adrenaline pills. You crush up these pills, and you're freaking out between rounds, right? You take this stuff, the adrenaline calms you down. Guess what? You're breathing better. So it was a genius move by Panama Lewis, no doubt about that. But in the magic bottle, of course, that was when he had the special mix that Panama Lewis gave him. He gave that to him not once but twice. So there's a three infractions in the fight already, right? Three infractions, in which he should have been called for, if not disqualified. Anyway, how about taking the padding out of the gloves? The gloves of that fight should have been in the Hall of Fame, no doubt about it. One of the greatest fights of all time, maybe in the minds of many. If you look aside the cheating, okay. But you know, it was a great fight, no doubt about that. I mean, it was an epic fight. But the fight of the year, and they can't find the gloves. The gloves disappeared right after the gloves. You know, the fight was over. The gloves are taken off. Where'd they go? The gloves disappeared. The reason why the gloves disappeared was they were tampered with, and the padding was taken out of the gloves. Not only that, they wrapped Aaron Pryor's hands in plaster of Paris. Now, some of you say, what the hell is plaster of Paris? Now, kids, if you break your arm, when I fell through the roof as a cop, I broke my arm and it was a bone sticking out like this, okay? So what they did was they wrapped it in a bandage, right? And then they wrapped plaster of Paris around the bandage, okay? All right? Now, that would have been sufficient. That was sufficient because the doctors then sprayed the water on the cast and it became hard. And, of course, that was what I wore for 4 to 6 weeks, this and that. But they did the same thing with Aaron Pryor's hand wraps. So imagine this. He's wearing stone-like hand wraps and the gloves have been tampered with. The padding's been taken out of them. So it's like, good Lord. I mean, that's why Alexis kept telling me, I've never been hit that hard in my life, ever, ever, ever. That broke Alexis Arguello. It broke him as a man. I mean, he wasn't as a three-time world champion, you would think that he's the most confident guy in the entire world, and he had the world by the balls. He wasn't that confident of a guy. He was sort of like a very delicate guy emotionally. He just was. And when they took his title away from him, because he thinks he won that fourth title, of course, with the WBA 140-pound title online November 12th, 1982. He thinks he won that fight. And to have that fight taken away from him the way in which it was, it destroyed him mentally. He was never the same after that. Of course, in 1999, I went down to Nicaragua, and I said to him, you know, Suleiman sent me down here. He goes, why? That's because you're hooked on crack. Well, why do you say that? Because every 10 minutes, you're going in the bathroom. And why do you got to go to the bathroom every 10 minutes unless you got a prostate problem at the age of like 40? And I don't think he got one. But he kept going in the bathroom. That's what he was doing. He was going in the bathroom and smoking crack. So anyway, he says, hey, I don't have a problem. Blah, bottom line is, I think you do. So what Suleiman said to me, he says, Pedro, get together his family. Get his family get together. Bring his priest. Get what you can. Stay down there for 2 weeks. Get together with call it an intervention or a confrontation. Call it what you want. But confront Alexis Arguello. Get the entire family to confront him and tell him that he needs to go to rehab, okay? So we have this, I think it's one of the last days of August 1999, we have this big get-together at Alexis Arguello's house, the house in which he was killed at the front door, by the way. Anyway, so we have this big get-together, and the priest is there, and, you know, there's friends there, this and that. So then it comes serious, and realize we have dinner, and this and after dinner, it gets serious. We're all talking, and I said to him, you know, Alexis, we need to get you to rehab in San Francisco. He goes, why do I need to go to rehab? He goes, I'm not a junkie. I don't shoot anything on my arm. I said, yeah, but every 15 minutes, you got to go to the bathroom. Unless you got a bad prostate problem or you're constipated or you got diarrhea. I said, we have a problem with you going to the bathroom every 10 minutes. And he said, I'm going to the bathroom every 10 minutes? He didn't thought about it. He gasped me. Yeah, I said, you are. Anyway, he questioned that, and then he said to me, well, I'm not a junkie. I'm not going to rehab. I'll be okay, this and that. So he gets me on the plane the next day. I go home to America, to the United States of America, San Francisco, where I wanted to bring him. Of course, there's all kinds of Nicaraguenses here. I mean, his people are here. They would have treated him like a god. There's no doubt about it. Somebody told me at one point in time he was an usher at the York Theater in San Francisco. That was a rumor that I heard. Anyway, bottom line was I wanted to bring him here, him and the family. He had a couple kids living with him at that point in time, and I think it was his wife or his girlfriend, whatever it was. But the bottom line is I wanted to bring the entire family here, put him in rehab. He didn't want to do it. That was August 1999. I left, of course, in New Year's Eve, 1999, year 2000, the millennium, New Year's Eve. Well, guess what? That sort of backfired on Alexis Arguello because he got into a car accident that night and he hurt people. People were involved. So the Nicaraguan government said to him, guess what, pal? Either you go to rehab or you go to jail. And guess what? Alexis went to rehab and he said to me later, he said, you know, you saved my life. I said to him, what? He goes, yeah, you saved my life. He told Tim Scott that of the New York Daily News. He goes, if they ever write a story about me, they should write the fact that Pedro Fernandez saved my life. I said, whoa, I was blown away by that. Happy birthday, Alexis Arguello. I miss him. The explosive thin man. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
We'll be right back.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk and he walks the walk.
When his lights, camera, action, it's time to get the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
When he's home, he's like anyone else. You got to be kidding me. He's got to get four guys that look like they just escaped from Weight Watchers. Four big fat guys will surround him anywhere he goes. He's a billionaire. He ain't no billionaire. Bottom line is he lies about his money, much like Donald Trump. You were tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I mentioned Dick Ball earlier. Of course, he got that bad decision in Saudi Arabia. Of course, that was in March 8, 2024 against Ray Vargas. It was called a draw after 12 rounds. And I thought he won handily. I mean, going away, I had him winning like by 6 or 7 points. Anyway, he's going to take out Raymond Ford for the WBA World Featherweight title. It's going to take place June the 1st on that Zhang Wilder undercard, of course, in Saudi Arabia. Raymond Ford's going to be the opponent, 15-0-1, of course, 12 rounds for the WBA World Boxing Association World Featherweight title. Of course, we are 1 week away or 6 days away from, of course, the big card with Canelo Alvarez, of course, on pay-per-view. Of course, unless you live near the border, if you live in Mexico, this fight's for free. But if you live in the United States, it's $89. tell me there's some crap going on there. Anyway, bottom line is more people are going to steal this fight. This is going to be a horrible pay-per-view money-wise for Canelo Alvarez, but he don't care at this point in time. I think he might even lose to this guy, lose to a Mexican, come back and beat the Mexican in September and call it a day, because if he ever steps up and fights David Benavidez, he's going to get buried, no doubt about that. But Canelo Alvarez, of course, Jaime Munguia, 6-1. I mentioned this earlier. Brandon Figueroa and Jesse Magdaleno, 14-1. Wow. Mario Barrios and Fabian Maldana, 11-1. Amantis Stotonis and Gabriel Mastre for the WBA regular welterweight title, 18-1. You're going to want to, why would you want to buy this card? There's not a competitive fight on the card. I hate to say it, there's not one competitive fight on this card. A 6-1 fight is not competitive. It's just not. I mean, come on, my ex-wife, I'd be favored over her better than 6-1. So what I'm trying to tell you is there's not too many good fights on this card. So if you want to buy it, buy it. If you don't, steal it. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Coming up with hour number 2, right here on Sports Byline after the break. Of course, don't listen to the biased news. Go somewhere for 6 minutes and come back. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the impeccable one. Bailey Peck is my producer. He'll take it away. We'll be back for hour number 2 after the news.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's immunity claims case goes before the U.S. Supreme Court for arguments on Thursday. Trump claims that he cannot face prosecution for anything done while in the Oval Office if he's not first impeached by the House and convicted by the Senate. Trump's attorneys will argue before the court that the former president should not face criminal charges for alleged election interference. A new indictment is filed against alleged fake electors for Donald Trump in Arizona.
Justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, in a video posted on X several weeks after the election, the 11 people got together and dubbed themselves to be the real Arizona electors and pledged that all 11 of their votes went to Donald Trump. Among those facing charges is Kelly Ward, who served as chair of the Arizona GOP during the 2020 election. The Speaker of the House is joined by fellow Republican politicians at Columbia University amidst tense protests there. On Wednesday, Speaker Mike Johnson said college students should not be forced to live in fear because of pro-Palestine protest groups and called on the university's president to be held accountable.
And calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
The demonstrators are demanding the Biden administration pull its support back for Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza due to reports of Palestinian suffering. The U.S. government is already poised, though, to send another round of more than $20 billion in foreign aid to Israel as the conflict with Hamas continues. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
TikTok is reacting after President Biden signed a bill into law Wednesday that sets the stage for banning the social media platform if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it. USA's John Schaefer has the reaction.
TikTok announced plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side.
In a video posted on TikTok, CEO Hsiao Chu described the bill's passage as obviously disappointing but not defining. TikTok has successfully challenged laws in the past, including blocking a Montana law that sought to ban it statewide.
The national average price for a gallon of gas remains unchanged. According to AAA, the average cost for a gallon of regular gas still stands at $3.66 across the country. It's consistent with last week's price, but it's 13 cents higher than it was 1 month ago. A new report can help determine if you're still earning enough to be considered middle class. Smart Asset, a financial site, analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and the Pew Research Center to establish the middle class salary range in all 50 states. Nationally, the middle class salary range is roughly $50,000 to $150,000. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over, Amanda Nunes.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but take my word for it, never duplicated, 37, 38, 39. Get this. Come September 2024, I've been knocking out all bums now for 40 years. 40 years? Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So evidently, I know something about boxing. But guess what? You're the average boxing fan. You know more. So tweet me if you want. Twitter address or the X address is not average Pedro. So tweet me at not average Pedro. Of course, we're talking boxing this hour. We are 6 days, or I like to have 8 days removed, of course, from Ryan Garcia, and, well, everybody's, like, screaming about this fight, man. Devin Haney screaming about it, you know. I should have got a rematch. Well, listen, if you wanted a rematch, you should have put a rematch clause in the contract. You were the champion. You didn't do that. It's shame on you. You were calling the shots, but you weren't calling the shots because, guess what? Devin Haney only got 40% of the money. The other guy got 60% of the money. The other guy was a bigger draw. Talk about Ryan Garcia. So we'll hear from Ryan Garcia this hour. We'll also talk about some bad decisions. We'll also talk about, you know, the best fights coming up, some good fights coming up, no doubt about that. So this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Sit around, of course. We've got another hour coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network. I keep going and going. And I keep getting tweets there on listen. Earl Spence, I want to be kind to Errol Spence. Errol Spence, had he got hurt like that in a boxing match, he would never be allowed to box again, okay? But he got hurt like that in a car accident. Then they allowed him to come back. Then he got hurt in a boxing match with Terrence Crawford. It should be all over. He's got enough money to retire. Take the money and run, son, before you can't count it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Pedro offers you his protection.
24/7, baby, no doubt about that. Of course, I am also a private investigator. That's what we're leading to here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming up June the 1st from Saudi Arabia, the undisputed light heavyweight championship of the world will be on the line, I guess, with the WBA and WBC belts. Of course, Petr Bev, the WBC champion, 20-0, 20 knockouts. Dimitri Bivol, 22-0, something like 10 or 11 knockouts. Of course, he beat Canelo Alvarez pretty handily last year, and had he been able to punch, he would have taken Canelo out, but he can't punch. That's the knock on Bivol. He's an accomplished boxer, good mechanics, no doubt about that. Good jab, good right hand, good. I mean, he flows well, but guess what? You're talking about fighting a monster in Artur Bitaev. The guy is like 20-0, 20 knockouts. He's like, I don't know how many rounds he's really lost, because he's lost some rounds. I mean, there's some fights where he hasn't looked all that great, and he looked old in this. And then the guy's 38 years old, I believe, going on 90. Who knows? Because the Russians lie about their age. He's from Russia originally. But the bottom line is he's a significant favorite over Dmitry Bivol. And I don't know if he's a 6-1. What is it? Like, it's a 4-1 favorite. Oh, my God, that's a little too steep, isn't it? 4-5-1 favorite, no doubt about that. But Beterbiev, a lot of people think he's a real deal. We'll see what happens. Pound for pound, he might be one of the best fighters in the world. But is he at the elite top 3 or 4? I don't think so, not quite yet. Danny Dubois on that card. He'll be taking on, of course, we talked about him in hour number one, Filip Hrgović. Of course, Filip Hrgović is like from Croatia, and he's a decent fighter, no doubt about that. 17 and zip, of course. He's the guy that will step in case Tyson Fury pulls out that Oleg Usyk fight. He's the guy that's ready and signed to a contract to step in as a last-minute replacement. So I guess they don't have too much confidence in Tyson Fury if this is still going 2 weeks before the fight. Anyway, his opponent, Daniel Bois, 20-2. I think that Flip's going to win this fight going away. He's like a 5 or 6-1 favorite. Raymond Ford versus Nick Ball. Reason why I bring this up is that Nick Ball, of course, is the guy that got shafted against Ray Vargas for the WBC 130-pound title. Of course, that was a fortnight ago and a couple of months ago. And, of course, that was in Saudi Arabia as well. And nobody talked about a rematch. So he went for the WBC title, getting screwed out of it to fight for the WBA title. But take that back. He's going from the WBC 130-pound title, dropping down to 126 pounds and taking on the WBA champion, Raymond Ford. 126-pound WBA title that's going to go down June the 1st in Saudi Arabia. Another fight named Hamza Shahraz. He's 19 and zip, taking on Austin Williams, 16-0. Of course, these guys are going to fight at light heavyweight. They're both ranked in the world. Take that back. Williams ranked number 11. Shahraz is looking for a world ranking as I speak. And, of course, the real fight on the card, the one that I'll be interested in, is Deontay Wilder, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. I mean, he was like the bronze bomber. I mean, when he came out of the amateurs, I said to myself, you know, this guy's got potential. He could become a future world heavyweight champion. In fact, I think we got it on tape with Emmanuel Stewart saying, of all the guys in the United States that have pop, the guys who got priorities, like 10 years ago, he said the guys that have got priority as far as being coming heavyweight champion probably is Deontay Wilder. He's probably got the best hope as far as the Americans are concerned. Of course, Wilder had a good run, knocked out a lot of people, but some of his guys he knocked out were like me and the impeccable one, bums. So in other words, he's got a lot of knockouts on his record, but a lot of those guys were stiffs. Anyway, Deontay Wilder, 40, you don't think so? I mean, let me go through this record for you. What about the Malik Scott? Remember Malik Scott? Malik Scott pulled that dive, right? I mean, right on TV. Malik Scott is the trainer of the, I mean, he's, come on, man, he pulled this. Luis Ortiz, I mean, Dominic Brazil, come on. I can go on and on here as far as, you know, Bermain Stiverne, come on. Gerald Washington was like a cruiserweight. Chris Areola. I mean, there's nothing this guy done as a heavyweight fighter that's really impressed me. Deontay Wilder, except the fights with Fury. Of course, he stepped up with Fury, and he fought Fury three times, and he lost. There's no shame in losing to a better guy. There's no doubt about that. But now he takes on a good fighter. I mean, you know, and Zil Zhang. But the fact that the oddsmakers think that Zil Zhang's going to win sort of tells me that I think this fight's going to be in the tank for Deontay Wilder. I just do. I think that Wilder wins this fight going away. I mean, there's no way a guy. I mean, Zhang is a little bit taller, but he's like he fights like a crab. He like bent over, like he's elderly. He fights elderly, especially after that last fight. We weighed in 290 pounds. I mean, they said the one-ton son, they need to bring him to Weight Watchers. Anyway, Zil Zhang, 26-2-1, taking on Deontay Wilder, 43-3-1. I think Wilder should be favored by 6-1. I think those are the odds, and I think it's a little steep, but the bottom line is Wilder is the former world heavyweight champion, and he can't pop with that right. He used to be before he fought Joseph Parker, he was must-watch TV. You had to watch him. There's no doubt about it because you never knew exactly what was going to happen in a Wilder fight with that big right hand going. Anyway, the last fight on that card is going to be Willie Hutchinson, 17-1, taking on Craig Richards. This will be on pay-per-view. I think this is a card worth paying for. I really do. June the 1st, 2024. Of course, Bob Arum is going to do the show with Eddie Hearn, a combination of Top Rank and Matchroom Boxing. More props to them. Of course, the matchmaker is going to be Steve Furness, so give those guys props. Pretty good card. But overall, Beterbiev and Bivol, I guess that's going to be like the coin toss. I don't think it's going to be a coin toss. Some people say to me that Bivol's got enough skills like to box Beterbiev's ears off. I don't know. Come on, man. Beterbiev is a guy that's, he can be outboxed, but he breaks you down because you can't hurt him. Unless you hurt him, you're not going to beat him. And Bivol can never hurt him. He couldn't hurt him if he had lead in both gloves. I mean, that's how light of a puncher that Dmitry Bivol is. He just is. 22 and zip, 11 knockouts, of course. Hasn't had a knockout in a long time. Tried in that last fight, didn't come. But the bottom line is all the belts are on the line here. WBO, WBC, WBA, IBO, 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 and IBF. How did the IBO get involved? The International Boxing Organization. How do they get involved? Are they calling them like the fifth or the sixth sanctioning body now? Don't we have enough in the major four? I mean, we had a big thing with the WBO coming into the. It used to be the. It was originally the WBA and the WBC. Okay, that's what it was for many decades. Okay, then the International Boxing Federation. Bob Lee, may he rest in peace. He died a couple of weeks ago. Of course, he was a former head of the president of the International Boxing Federation and a New Jersey Athletic Commission member. But he put together the International Boxing Federation because he thought the black fighters weren't getting a decent break with the WBA, who were based in Puerto Rico, and the WBC that was based in Mexico. So he started the International Boxing Federation. And before long, people were calling it the International Black Federation. I mean, because, they were catering to black fighters. Anyway, that's just the way it was done, okay? But that's how the IBF got it. As far as the IBO is concerned, I don't know. Anyway, the IBF came on about 1985, 86, I guess. That's where the belt first came up, and now it's one of the major belts. As far as the WBA is concerned, of course, the World of Bunko and Anarchy, I've got some issues with them, but I've got some issues with the WBC as well. The World of Bunko and Chicanery at times. Like, come on, man, the WBC's pulled some crap, especially like they want us to they do things in front of us, and they want you to ignore things from one pay-per-view to the other. I mean, so just ignore what happened the last time. Make like you didn't see it. Like, we got to watch Nick Ball, and Nick Ball's going to fight, of course, Raymond Ford. We're going to watch this, right? But the last time he watched Nick Ball fight, he won handily against a WBC fighter. So what happens? He moves from 130 to 126, takes on this WBA champion, and we wish him the very best luck because this kid can fight, no doubt about that. But as far as a pound-for-pound is concerned, somebody shot me a thing. Who do I think the pound-for-pound best fighter in boxing is right now? I don't know. Terrence Crawford is moving up to 154 pounds. I think the Saudis are going to promote that here in the United States, in California, I believe, in L.A. That's going to take place, I think, in July or August, or August the 3rd, I think, to be exact. And Tim Zhu is supposed to be on the same card against Virgil Ortiz. Now, Tim Zhu, kid had the world by the cojones like 3 weeks ago, didn't he? He was undefeated. He was selling all kinds of tickets in Australia. He came to Las Vegas, and they turned him out. Turned him out like a street hoe. I kid you not. How did they do it? First of all, 3 or 4 days before the fight, they pulled a substitution on him. They pulled out a guy that wasn't going to win the fight, like a bit of a stiff, and then they put in a guy that was 6'5". I mean, holy cow, Sebastian Fedora. And Sebastian, he's gangly. He's not a great puncher, although he's got a lot of knockouts in his wins, but he's not a great puncher, this and that. But the bottom line is, he's been knocked out. His chin was knocked out in the last time. I forget the guy who knocked him out, but he got knocked out in a WBC title fight. So he's coming up again, and they pulled him in as a spoiler. I think all along that Tim Zhu was set up to fail. He just was. I mean, that's why they pulled in this last-minute guy. So in the second round, he gets cut. And they don't stop it when it's an accidental cut. Of course, they let it go. It goes to the scorecards. After 12 rounds, one judge still had Tim Zhu winning. Unbelievable. But the bottom line is Tim Zhu never won another minute. We never won another minute after being cut. But August the 3rd, he'll be on his card, and he'll take on Virgil Ortiz. And, of course, this is a crossroads fight for both guys. It shouldn't be. Tim Zhu should still have that, he should be on top. I mean, come on, that incompetent corner, which included his father, Kostya Zhu, of course, the former world junior welterweight champion, they blew the rules. They didn't know the rules. They could have had the fight stopped after the second round with the accidental cut, after the third round, and after the fourth round. After that, it went to the scorecards. If it went to the scorecards, I don't know if Kostya Zhu would have been up after five rounds. Maybe 3-2, but probably not. But the bottom line is, after five or six rounds, he was nowhere in the fight. So they couldn't go to the scorecards at that point in time, because if they went to the scorecards, he was behind. So instead, they sent him out trying to look for the knockout each round, and he didn't have really the knockout punch in him, because the bottom line is he couldn't see. I mean, the blood was running in his face worse than any WWE wrestling match you ever saw. The Sheik, the guy from Detroit, Ed Farhat, he used to cut himself with a razor blade, right? He bled all over the place. No, Zhu was bleeding worse than that. In fact, Jacob Stitch-Duran, the cut man extraordinaire, originally from Northern California, now living in Las Vegas, he said that vein, I can't remember what the vein was, but the vein that was cut at the top of Zhu's head, it can't be stopped. It has to be stitched closed. It can't be stopped. So the corner kept trying to stop a cut that wasn't going to stop bleeding. It kept coming down into his eyes. It impaired his vision. The bottom line is, if ever there was a fight where you're supposed to stop it because the guy can't see, it's the Kostya Zhu fight with Sebastian Fedora. But they let it keep, and the doctor didn't get involved, and the referee didn't go involved. I mean, talk about guys being in the tank. We thought that the referee, the Harvey guy from New York last week, thought he was in the tank. What about these other officials? Come on. The doctor failed him.
The doctor should have said, you know what? You can't continue anymore, son. I got to stop this fight. They didn't do that. Doctor kept saying, okay. Doctor let him go. Okay, the athletic commission didn't say to the doctor, hey, you know what? Maybe we should stop this. They didn't do it because I think it was in the tank that they wanted somebody from Samson Lukowicz's stable, which is akin to PBS, which is akin to Mayweather and all that kind of good stuff in Las Vegas. Anytime you fight those guys in Vegas, you're running up against a stacked deck. And that's what I think happened last week, a stacked deck. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
May the Harlem Heckler, Hector Camacho, rest in peace. When I nicknamed him the Harlem Heckler, listen, when I nicknamed guys in my column, I had a column back in the day in the 80s and the 90s. I was like the North American Boxing Writer of the Year a couple of times. Anyway, bottom line is I had a column and I would nickname guys like Juan Lascano. I nicknamed him the Hispanic Causing Panic. At first he got upset, okay? Then I nicknamed Hector Camacho the Harlem Heckler. So I was wondering how he would respond. He loved it. He said that was the greatest thing he ever said. I loved that. No doubt about that. Now, let's talk Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside looking world of boxing and MMA. Of course, one of my early guys, guy that helped me out early in my career, no doubt about that, promoter Don King's going to go on June the 7th. Of course, Adrian Broner in the main event taking on Blair the Flair Cobb, 16-1-1 with 10 KOs, the WBC People's Championship, whatever the hell that means. Anyway, Broner, 35-4-1, 24 KOs.
hasn't fought in a while, sort of like, you know, old, long in the tooth anyway. This spectacular fighting event is dedicated to the honor and the life of the legacy of the late, great Jose Suleiman and the world of spirit of world peace, et cetera, et cetera. That's what Don King says anyway. We'll see what happens as far as how good that card is going to be. Now, listen, everybody's still buzzing on the Ryan Garcia fight. Of course, Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney going 12 rounds last week. One judge calling it even. Max DeLuca had it 112-112 after 12 rounds. I don't know how he came to that score, but the bottom line is, of course, the referee took a point away from Ryan Garcia in the seventh round when he probably shouldn't have. I mean, if ever there was a point that you should have gave a warning for, I mean, the guy's holding on to him, so Ryan slaps him in the face, and the referee, Harvey, just took a point right away, not even without a warning. Anyway, one judge had it 112-112. Of course, the other two judges had it going away for the rightful winner, no doubt about that. But Ryan Garcia had this to say post-fight.
Okay. Thank you guys for coming. First and foremost, I want to thank Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. All glory to Him. You know, this is why people need to stop believing everything on the internet and stop, you know, living in a false reality. At the end of the day, there's a lot of real shit going on. You know, the last thing you should worry about is a kid acting crazy on the internet. Real shit is going on in the world. Open your eyes. You know, kids being hurt, nobody caring. Everybody looking at it like, oh, he's just crazy. He's a conspiracy. He's this, he's that. At the end of the day, it's real. And I out there put that my reputation on the line. Had everybody thinking I was crazy. Like, well, day, who's the crazy one now? You know, I didn't really want to say this, but it's the truth. You know, everybody needs to acknowledge, like, yo, I'm tripping. Y'all was tripping, not me. You guys were tripping. I was the one that was actually with sanity. Because I'm like, yo, they're hurting little kids, let's help them. That's about being a real man. Because I don't give a what people say about me.
That's right.
I walked through the fire and still held it down and still beat Devin Haney and still drink every day and still beat him. And I still, I did everything. What the Hey, what happened? False reality, right? Drank every single night, went out on the first Monday and a Tuesday and drank every, what happened? I won. Not necessarily am I proud of that. But I'm just saying, this is it was a statement to show you, you guys can't really f*** with me.
That's right.
I do whatever I want. That's cool.
He did settle down on Sunday, though.
Just imagine.
I don't know.
If none of that happened, and he stayed in camp for 8 weeks.
Oh, I did do that, but I just
just imagine, see, use your imagination, y'all have great ones. Just imagine all the things he just said, and I'm going to keep up watching because this is our one. And he would have just
been straight
for 8 weeks, should have been a wrap.
Yeah. But, like, I was just having fun, man. I'm just looking. I'm going through a lot, you know. I went through a divorce. A lot of has been happening to me, you know, outside my life. that low key kind of broke me. So, you know, I did what I felt I needed to do to feel okay. And so I took every day and I did whatever I wanted. And, I'm not proud of it at all. I just pray, you know, pray for my kids and hopefully they're okay, you know, Henry, Bella, Riley. I hope I made them proud. You know, don't necessarily look at me like an example, look at Jesus Christ because I fall for perfect.
King Ryan, call him what you want, but the bottom line is, of course, people think he's a cheater because he came in 3.5 pounds overweight. Tommy D was upset about that in hour number one. Listen, it's a good move strategically to come in 3.5 pounds over your guy that starved to make the 140-pound limit, of course. And then, evidently in the ring, I've heard reports that Haney weighed 15 pounds more than Ryan Garcia did when they stepped in the ring. Ryan looked like the bigger guy, but Haney weighed 15 pounds more. Of course, Haney was a guy who was fighting at 135. He was stepping in the ring 165, 170 pounds, and he still couldn't punch. I mean, think about that. How inferior can you be if you've got 15 pounds over a guy? And I told you, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But you got 15 pounds over a guy, and you can't crack and you can't hurt him? You can't punch? I mean, having that kind of advantage, the bottom line is Devin Haney's just not all that good of a fighter. Anyway, of course, talk about a fighter that is good, and of course, he's the guy that licked Ryan Garcia last year. Of course, last April, they hooked it up in a fight in Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, sold-out arena, no doubt about that. Everybody was anticipating a great fight. Didn't turn out that way. Ryan Garcia went in there hurt, and he lost. Of course, he was a seventh-round TKO. Take that back. Seventh-round KO. The referee called him out as far as counting the 10 count, but it went to a 10 count. 23 and zip was Ryan Garcia coming in now. 24-1 after the win last week. Now, course, Gervonta Davis taking on Frank Martin. Frank Martin can fight 18-0. Of course, going at the MGM Grand. That's going to be the Grand Arena. It's going to go down June the 15th, 2024. Davis is a hell of a fighter. 29-0, 27 knockouts. No doubt about that. But he hasn't been around in a while. I mean, he hasn't fought in like almost a year. I take that back. It has been a year. It'll be a year the 22nd. So it was a year the 22nd. So the bottom line is he hasn't fought in a year. He's fighting once every 13 months. Of course, he fought maybe take that back. He did have a good tune-up fight before the Ryan Garcia fight when he took on Hector Garcia. But before that, it was Raleigh Romero in 2022. And then in 2021, it was Isaac Cruz. The bottom line is he's not an active guy, even though 29-0, 27 knockouts. But he's got some issues outside the ring with domestic issues and, you know, lumping up the old lady, that kind of good stuff. So evidently he how about his old lady doing that number on his toothbrush? Of course, she took his toothbrush and she did some vile things with his toothbrush, and she put it back in the toothbrush holder. I just leave it to you like that. She did some vile things with his toothbrush and put it back in the toothbrush holder in the bathroom. So he didn't know what was going on, but when he was brushing more than, put it this way, just brushing more than Colgate. Anyway, you figure Gervonta Davis is going to roll over Frank Martin. That sets up a fight maybe with Shakur Stevenson. Of course, Shakur Stevenson, a guy that Todd DeBuff, of course, the vice president there of Top Rank. Of course, Bob Arum's always going to be the president, but no doubt about that. That's the fight that Todd DeBuff wants to make. Of course, he can get a hold of Shakur Stevenson because he trains under the and he promotes under the Top Rank banner. But Gervonta Davis is a bit of a, I think he's with PBC and those kind of good stuff, so it'll require some negotiation. But there was some bad blood exchanges in social media between these two guys. Of course, I would like to see Shakur Stevenson step up. He looked terrible in that last fight. Of course, Stevenson, as I said, promoted by Top Rank, lives in Newark, New Jersey. But he's from Newark, New Jersey. He's going to fight Newark on the 6th of July, but he doesn't go anywhere near Newark except for fights. You know why? Ghetto. Yeah, he has some issues with the ghetto down there. Guys were shooting at him and that kind of good stuff. So I think he moved to Alabama or Oklahoma, something like that. Anyway, bottom line is, if these guys can't hook it up at 135, they might hook it up at 140, said Todd DeBuff. So I wonder if that's going to happen. I don't know. I'm not too high on that. I mean, I would like to see Gervonta Davis fight somebody like Ryan Garcia in a rematch, wouldn't you? I mean, that would be the fight everybody want to see. But then Ryan Garcia is too big for Gervonta Davis. That was the key, I think, in beating Ryan the first time. The fact that he had an injured hip, injured rib, no doubt about that. Went in there with a cracked rib, at least a cracked rib. But then again, you know, he couldn't gain the weight back that he wanted to gain. In other words, I think they put a rehydration clause in there. Tank Davis, smart people, no doubt about that, because Ryan puts on all kinds of weight after the weigh-in. Anyway, I just don't know if Canelo Alvarez is going to put on a lot of weight next week. I mean, that's going to be the fight, May the 4th. Of course, a 6-1 favorite. Alvarez has been beaten a couple of fights. He's got a couple of draws as well. Of course, Jaime Munguia undefeated with the one draw, 43-0, something like that. But he fought the impeccable one like 43 times, 42 times. He fought me the other time. So he's fought basically a whole lot of bums. I mean, you know, in the world of boxing, we're just not much as far as world-class competition is concerned. So the bottom line is Canelo Alvarez and Jaime Munguia, I'm not all that pumped up on that one. In fact, it's going to be on Amazon and DAZN from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. The only thing good about this fight is that it's coming to you from Las Vegas. But as I said earlier, 6-1, 14-1, 11-1, 18-1. There's not a competitive fight on the card. Why would you buy this fight card if you're a boxing fan? Why would you buy it? I mean, you can answer me there on this. People on the Twitch, I'll ask you on the Twitch viewers. Why would you buy this card if the most competitive fight is a 6-1 fight, which means this guy has two chances, slim and none, and Slim's already out of town? Bottom line is, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe. I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
You know, I took a gulp of water just before the coming back from the break. I started choking on it before you know it. Of all the water I had to choke on, I would choke on the air. But the bottom line is, guess what? Mike Tyson's coming back. He's 57 years old. He's going to come back and take on Jake Paul. We'll talk about that in a minute. Of course, he's a guy that, at the age of 20 in 1986, when he stopped Trevor Burbick, I was there. Actually, I wasn't there. I was outside scalping tickets, and I couldn't get in. I had tickets in my hand still. Anyway, bottom line is, that was almost one fight I got stuck selling tickets. Anyway, Trevor Burbick knocked out in the second round. That was November 1986, I believe. Of course, November 22nd, I think, the day that Kennedy got killed back in 63. But bottom line is, Tyson won the title over Trevor Burbick in the second round, and he went on to claim the undisputed title, had a remarkable career, of course, then his last fight professionally that I saw was in 2005. He lost to Kevin McBride. Of course, I got to go to Brown University in Washington, D.C., which is the historic black college, the epic black college, and that was an experience in itself. But the bottom line is, McBride, of course, was a big bum. That guy was 6'5". I shouldn't say that. He had a winning record, but he couldn't lick a stamp of you with his tongue. I mean, he's just a big, big, big guy. That's all. He won by size, and size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Anyway, Mike Tyson got tired in this fight. He really wasn't up to it, and Mike Tyson was stopped. So I thought that was it for Mike Tyson. Of course, that was 2005. It was in Washington, D.C., so it was all over. Now, he's going to come back again. He's had that fight with that comeback fight, of course, that exhibition with Roy Jones that went to a 10-round draw. He said he was happy with that, of course, the results, because people got to enjoy it and went to a 10-round draw. In other words, it was a bit of a work. Now, they're going to do a fight in Texas, and I'm not down with this because, you know, it's an 80,000-seat arena. The AT&T Stadium is going to hold 80,000 people, okay? Jake Paul and Mike Tyson probably fill about 50,000 people in there. I kid you not. Because when Jake Paul goes places, he fills arenas. I mean, he's filled 15, 16, 20,000-seat arenas in the past. So do I think he can step up and fill this 80,000-seat arena? With Mike Tyson, he can. In fact, this is supposed to be the pay-per-view event of the year. But is it? It's not really a fight. It's not a fight. This is sure, according to Yahoo News, there is sure to be plenty of entertainment in the build-up to this fight with a world plus two, you know. But Tyson, you know, come on. Tyson had to stop doing his podcast, you know, that hot boxing podcast where he smokes all the weed during the podcast. He said he had to give that up for training for this fight. Yeah, right. Bottom line is he ain't giving up nothing. Anyway, the former YouTube star is 9-1. I'm talking about Jake Paul. He is a YouTube star, but still, he still is a YouTube star. Anyway, the guy's beating people like, you know, basketball player Nate Robinson. Does that put him in there with a Mike Tyson, even for an exhibition? Is this an exhibition or what? The bottom line is they're not fighting for real, because if they were, BoxRec.com would have this listed as a fight, and it doesn't. Mike Tyson, of course, as I said, the last real fight was with McBride back in 2005. His overall record as a pro, no doubt about that. I mean, one of the greats of all time, 50-6, got stopped 5 times. What does that mean? He had a soft chin? No, no, no. Anyway, he just got beat down, 44 kills. Of course, that first time he got stopped, the 37-1 favorite, got stopped by Buster Douglas. Of course, he was doing women like you couldn't imagine. Doing a little Colombian dust as well over there in Japan, not really giving a spit about it. But the bottom line is he went 10 rounds, got knocked down, got up, got knocked down. I mean, it was an epic performance by Buster Douglas. But you know what? You got to give Mike Tyson credit, too, because he hung there. There's no doubt about it. If he wasn't in shape, people said, you know, Mike Tyson wasn't in shape. He wasn't in shape. He couldn't have took an ass whooper for 10 rounds. But anyway, Mike Tyson, since then, you know, he had the 2 fights with Evander Holyfield. He lost to Lennox Lewis. Of course, that was a big fight, and they did that in Memphis, Tennessee. The reason why they held this fight in Memphis is that, why? Memphis doesn't have marijuana. They don't test for marijuana. So that's why Mike wanted to fight there. I mean, Mike didn't want to get tested. You can't blame Mike. He wasn't going to win the fight. Why should I have to give up weed? You know, I'm not going to win the fight anyway. Of course, that was back in 2002 when he fought Lennox Lewis for the Undisputed World Heavyweight Championship, back when Lennox had all the belts, no doubt about that. But before and after that, he hasn't done anything. Danny Williams, he lost to Danny Williams. I was there. It was in Louisville, Kentucky. I said to myself, let me go to Louisville. It's the hometown of Muhammad Ali. You know, we can go back there, spend some time. It'll be memorable. It wasn't memorable. It just wasn't. Okay? Nobody in town really was alive still from the Ali era, and especially from his family. None of them were around. So when I went to Louisville, I was basically alone watching this fight. And of course, his last fight was McBride. He's had the fight with Roy Jones earlier this year or last year. What am I trying to tell you? Mike Tyson's looking to make a bunch of money. There's no doubt about it. It'll be a bit of a ripoff. I can't see him hurting Jake Paul, even though he's training like a fiend. There's no doubt about it. He's training like a fiend. I just can't see him hurting Jake Paul. I really can't. I think that Mike Tyson's a gentleman, and I think that this is a gentleman's agreement that we go the distance on this one. Anyway, let's go back to some fights. May 18th, of course, talk about Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk. Not high on Tyson Fury anymore because of the fact that he failed so miserably against Francis Ngannou. That was last year, of course. Lost, I thought, a 10-round decision. Somehow they gave it to him. Of course, he kept the World Heavyweight Championship, or the title was on the line. Say what you want. But anytime the heavyweight champion steps in the ring, even if it's for an exhibition, the title is on the line. That's the way boxing folklore has always been. Anyway, you look at the odds here. Tyson Fury -115. Oleg Usyk -110. That means it's real close. Now, the fight that's not real close is Vasyl Lomachenko, of course, the former world champion at 130 and 135 pounds. He's taking on George Kambosos, former champion at 135. Kambosos beat Teofimo. How he did that, we don't know. Teofimo beat Vasyl. Anyway, bottom line is Kambosos got in on a fluke, okay? Hasn't done anything since. Lost to Haney not once but twice, and lost like every round, every minute. Didn't win any rounds against Haney. In other words, Kambosos deserves this fight like I do, okay? But he's got this fight. He's a 6-1 underdog fighting at home. You're fighting home. He's a 6-1 underdog. Listen, if they were looking to pull a fast one, this would be the fight they want to pull a fast one. 6-1 odds. Watch that fight. Watch the odds. No doubt about that. Watch them. Watch them. Watch them. Of course, May the 18th, Emmanuel Navarrete, the Mexican star. Of course, what does Aram say about him? He's Mexican. He's proud, and he's kicking ass. No doubt about that. Of course, he hasn't been beaten in a long time now. Former champion at 126 and 130. Take that back. 122, 126. Now he's fighting at 135 pounds for the WBO title against Dennis Baranchik. Baranchik comes in with a good record. Emmanuel Navarrete has been beaten once, I believe. 7-1 favorite, though. That's May 18th on ESPN. Now, ESPN, of course, has been coming up with some dogs of fights lately, and they really can't. They've been trying to put together good fights. I mean, Bob Arum's trying to put together good fights because he's realized he's under a lot of heat. Matchroom's got him under heat. PBC's got him under heat. This new Amazon boxing series got some heat on him. In fact, you've seen the first guy screaming about the pay-per-view numbers between Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia was Bob Arum. Oh, they didn't do any numbers. Every time some fight does good, Arum comes out and says it doesn't. Coincidence? Perhaps. That's the way he does things. He's 90 years old. Let me tell you, one day I was at a press conference in Las Vegas, and Bob Arum lied to us. We asked him some questions. I forget what the question was, but he lied right through his teeth. Did this guy do this? No. When the guy did, it was a yes question, yes or no, right? So anyway, he says to me the next day, we questioned him on this, couple of guys questioned him on this at another press conference. Then very next day, he said to me, well, I was there. Yesterday I was lying to you, but today I'm telling the truth. Say what? Yeah, that's Bob Arum. So Bob Arum, him screaming about these pay-per-view numbers, it's just jealousy. Listen, he wishes he had these stars. He just doesn't have the stars that he wishes he had. I mean, Shakur Stevenson, nice fighter, but the last fight he sort of sucked, and he doesn't sell tickets. I mean, he sells tickets in Newark, New Jersey, but I'm trying to talk pay-per-view. Listen, all the stuff as far as selling tickets are concerned, speaking of tickets, selling tickets, wow, Tommy D said that the fight ticket he bought last week at Barclays Center, he bought it in advance, of course, for the Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia fight, that the fight ticket dropped in half by the time the fight was on. He bought the ticket 5 weeks in advance, but in 5 weeks, the ticket value dropped in half. That's a cold shot. Like, he went from $900 to $450. Think about that. I think he paid about a grand, but he paid about a grand in the tickets, and the guy sitting next to him was getting the same ticket for $500. That's some crap. In other words, the ticket sales at the Barclays Center is sort of suspicious. We don't know if it was sold out initially or not sold out, or they papered the house, or they moved people down. Something stinks about that. There's no doubt about that. But then again, everything with Ryan Garcia sort of like is up in the air, because we don't know if he was... Listen, he said he was drinking. He said he was smoking weed. You saw pictures of him like with a blunt in his mouth, this kind of good stuff. I don't know if he was doing all that kind of good stuff. But if he was, holy cow. And no, I'm seriously, I think it was all a big con. People say to me, you bought into that? Yeah, I bought into it. I thought he was conning us. He built the odds up to 10 to 1. The odds were like 3 or 4 to 1 originally, but they kept getting higher. Every time Ryan would come out and say, hey, man, I'm drunk, or I'm not feeling well, or I'm not training tomorrow, you'd all come out with some kinds of crazy stuff. The internet would eat that stuff up, and each time the odds would go up a little bit more, right? So the odds went all the way to 10 to 1. Got up to 10 to 1 in some places. So Ryan bet $2 million on himself. Now he says he's going to take those winnings, the $20 million, and donate it to the Palestinians. Of course, the Palestinian cause. And you know, as far as this Palestinian-Israel thing, let me tell you, my mentor was Jacob Finkelstein, the great Jack Fisk of the San Francisco Chronicle, Hall of Fame boxing writer, okay? And Jack was cheap on gas. I mean, Jack would say, how much is gas? Anyway, he was cheap on gas. So I used to drive him to fights, but he was cheap on gas. But the phone rang at Jack Fisk's house often, more than once, and I picked up the phone, and it was the Palestinians calling. And this guy with an accent on the phone said, can I speak to Mr. Finkelstein, please? Anyway, blah, 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 blah. So Jack says, okay, I'll get it in the mail. So anyway, I didn't know what was going on, but Jack was donating money. Jack is Jewish. Jack was donating, Finkelstein. Jack was donating money to the Palestinians. So I said to him one day, you're donating money to the Palestinians? Can you tell me why? He goes, because in 1948, when the big settlement was done, Palestine was supposed to get their piece of land. He goes, and Israel was supposed to get their piece of land, but only Israel got their piece of land. I said, Jack, but you're Jewish and you're donating to Palestinian causes. He goes, let me tell you, we're all Semites. That's what Jack told me. We're all Semites, whether we're Arabs, Jews or not. We're all Semites. We're all one and the same. We're all human beings. Okay, and Jack was donating money monthly to the Palestinian cause, and as I said, I was blown away by it. But then now I realize that, you know, listen, nobody's anti-Israel. We just want to be pro-Palestinian to an extent, and we think they should have their little piece of land. If they get their little piece of land, they've been fighting since 1949 over this. Why not just give them what was part of the original settlement? That's all I'm trying to say. Anyway, I'm off of that, no doubt about that. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live World. Enough politics. I don't like to get into politics, but you know, every now and then, you just got to tell it like it is. I mean, man, that's just the way it is. Wait, boxing odds, of course, I'm not too high on the odds coming up because of the fact that Wilder is a plus 145 underdog versus Zhao Zhang. I think that's the bet of the month. I think that's bet of the year. Saturday, June 1st, coming to us from Saudi Arabia, the semi-main event, I believe. Anyway, bottom line is, that's going to be a kick-ass fight, no doubt about that. But I think Wilder's going to knock out the big Chinese guy who's fat and slow. When you're big, fat, and slow, and you got a guy that's coming at you that can punch, I think that if Wilder can loop the right hand over, Wilder's got to learn how to hit tall guys with that right hand. And when you hit tall guys, you got to loop shot some once in a while. Some guys can throw direct and hit tall guys. I used to have to loop my shots, throw them overhand and loop them. People say to me, you're not doing the right thing mechanically. Yes, you are. That's what they call a looping overhand right, because it catches guys. That's how you get those tall guys. Some guys, you hit them direct. Other guys, you can't loop those shots over. Bottom line is, I had my share of tall guys in my boxing career, and you know what? I'd rather fight a guy my size. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two coming to a close on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's something called the Soul Side of Town. On the Soul Side of Town, of course, by the mighty Tower of Power. Let's check out the Twitch comments. Back when Mancini fought Aguero, there was a moment in the 13th round, and Alexis landed that right hand. Yeah, that forced Ray back. Yeah, the referee probably should have stopped the fight at that point in time. Alexis was right. Miguel Cotto's demeanor reminded me of Arguello. To an extent, they're both humble guys, no doubt about that. Now, Khalil said, I thought it was crazy that Tyson even got married, but he had no clue. Bottom line, okay. And main event, Matt said he's headed to work. Of course, we've got fights coming up next week. I'm not too high on, of course, that that Canelo fight, or Canelo fight, of course, he should be fighting David Benavidez. And I have to think that the Benavidez fight is signed. And why do I say that? Because Benavidez has been mute. I mean, he's been quieter than the impeccable one on this one. He hasn't said a word. I can't figure it out. In other words, if a guy was running from me, the biggest fight in the world was on the line, and it was like $100 million on the line or something, like somewhere around there, right? And the guy's ducking me, he's running from me, I'd be screaming every chance I got in the media. And yet Benavidez isn't mentioning anything about it. He's sort of like talking about this light heavyweight title fight he has for the interim WBC title. He's talking about that. He ain't talking about nothing else. I can't believe it. I can't believe he's not in front of Canelo's house, or I call him Canela. And so I can't believe he's not in front of Canelo's house causing a storm. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Unless the fight's already signed. So I'm thinking that the fight's already signed. It'll be in Saudi Arabia. So get your tickets ready and your transportation ready. I still won't go to Saudi Arabia. If the Saudis want to give me some money, I'll bring the entire crew over there, including the impeccable one. We'll all go over if you can fly us over there, business class or first class, because we don't do coach. Okay, the Ring Talk crew doesn't do coach. Sorry, just like the Bundys, we don't do coach. Sorry. And what happened when Don King was following me around first class and business? I cashed in the tickets. Thought I was slick. Cashed in the tickets. Got coach tickets instead. Until he caught me. He caught me. We're in Atlantic City. He says to me, he goes, "Man, I've been buying you business tickets and first class tickets, and you're cashing them in for coach tickets." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "How much money have you made?" I said, "About $7,000. And he said to me, "Really?" He goes, "That's a good hustle." He goes, "But if you're ever effing late, you're effing fired. Get it? No doubt about that." Yeah, I got it. And then he never flew me. Hey, I take that back. He flew me to London, and he flew me coach in London, and it was like terrible. It just was terrible. So I sort of might have screwed up at $7,000. Can you, I mean, back in the days when you can cash in tickets, you got tickets in the mail. They were Federal Express, these tickets, right? So you went down to the airport with this, like, this paper ticket. Say, "You know, I want to exchange this ticket for a coach ticket." They go, "Okay, we'll give you like $1,800 back." I think the most I ever got was like $2,200 back on a ticket. But the bottom line is Don King paid for that. So Don King's coming back, as I said, in Hollywood, Florida. But, you know, the Jai Alai Arena, of course, that was a high lie arena. We did some fight set down there. And, of course, Don King will never be back to the point where he was the world's greatest promoter. I mean, he just struggles with guys like Adrian Broner. Come on, Adrian's a problem. No, the problem is not Adrian the problem Broner. The problem is Don King's 93 years old, and he's got Christy Martin running the show. That's the problem. Of course, Christy Martin, former women's champion, former pound-for-pound women's queen, no doubt about that, one of the best fighters in the history of women's boxing. Of course, she was a flag bearer for women's boxing, no doubt about that. But, I just don't think she's the guy or the girl I want running my boxing operations. That's with Don King Scott. Anyway, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank the impeccable one. I want to thank Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillon Muth. I want to thank his agent. I want to thank everybody involved. I want to thank you listening on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the radio, those watching on Twitch.tv, the WBC TV channel as well on Facebook. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The producer is Bailey Peck. I thank you so much. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.